Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Jacob said, "Dan shall be a serpent by the way," Genesis 49:17. Moses wrote, quote, "Dan is a lion's whelp, he shall leap from Bashan," Deuteronomy 33:22. Sometimes a slithering serpent, at other times a leaping lion. Watch out! Quote, "The territory of their inheritance was Zorah, Eshtaol, Ir Shemesh, Shelabin, Ajalon, Jethla, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Ektika, Gibbethon, Baalath, Jehud, Bene Barak, Gath Rimmon, Miyarkon, and Rakon, with the region near Joppa." Joshua 19:41-46. Do these names mean anything to you? Well, Zorah was the home of Manoah, the father of Samson, whose dealings with the Philistines were either like a sly serpent or a savage lion. Timnah was the place of Tamar's slippery artifice to capture the lion of Judah, Genesis 38:12-26. Ekron was a Philistine stronghold from which the stolen ark was returned to Israel. Ajalon gives its name to the valley where the sun stood still, and the Yarkon River was used to transport cedars from Lebanon to Jerusalem for the temple. This region west of Benjamin and sandwiched between Judah and Joseph was the main thoroughfare from Israel's only seaport at Joppa up to Jerusalem. It included fertile plains, now famous for Jaffa oranges, and should have been enough for Dan. But no. Instead of living around the corner from the worship sites at Shiloh, Gibeon, and Jerusalem, they moved to Israel's northern extremity. That old serpent, the same who is the roaring lion, struck again, and Dan was the first tribe to institutionalize idolatry in the land. None from Dan stand with God during the tribulation, Revelation 7:4-8. But grace puts them first in the millennial distribution of land, Ezekiel 48:1. The same grace that puts Samson in Hebrews 11 and puts you and me in heaven.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.